All right, Clint, we talked about this yesterday with the Texans. You know, for this team to take the next step, the guys that need to step up, the guys that need to take their game to another level, we saw many guys do it from year one with DeMeco to year two, as we mentioned them, take their games up to another level. The Jalen Petries of the world, the Derek Stingleys of the world, we saw those guys take their games to another level. How about the Astros? The Astros are in a space where, as we hear from Dana Brown and company, that yes, we're definitely trying to compete. That's what the name of the game is. They're trying to compete. There is no, hey, let's reload. No, they're trying to compete. And when you hear that and look at that, they definitely need guys to take steps up from where they were last year. And we look at this, when you lose a Kyle Tucker out of the lineup and you replace him with Tommy Trammell as where it is right now, when you lose potentially an Alex Bregman, you lose those guys, you need people to step up in many different spaces, right? In the lineup, in the rotation, in the bullpen, you need guys to stand up. Now listen, I want to have a realistic conversation. Now, I don't want to see anybody texting in anybody that isn't realistic, like Pinocchio. If you've listened to this show, you know who Pinocchio is.
I'm a real boy.
That guy.
Well, first.
All right. Or as Clint has called him time to time again, Forrest.
Forrest Whitaker.
But no, we don't need to have any. But who are realistic guys that you look at on this team? Because they're going to need some. Right. As we see right now, Alex Bregman is not on the team, so that's even bigger. Who are the guys, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well, who are the guys for the Astros that they need to take another step forward?
Yeah, this is interesting because I'm split between two guys, Ron. I'm split between two guys that are already playing some pretty good baseball. But I think, as you mentioned, with the departure of Kyle Tucker and more than likely Alex Bregman, I think there's two guys that have to really step this thing up, but I'll go with my initial gut here. I think it's Jeremy Pena.
Yeah, I think he's got to be on anybody's list.
and I look, I'll be honest with you. Jeremy's been great, especially in clutch moments, and with the World Series MVP. And I mean, he's put up some pretty good numbers. He improved last year in the regular season from the year before. It's not like I'm not saying he's not improving. I'm just saying like Jeremy Pena has to take the next step, because I think when you lose Bregman and Tucker, the lineup overall loses some length. And you've got to find somebody that, for the right reasons, fits in that top five. And I think when you look at Jeremy Pena, I think he needs to solidify himself as a two-hole hitter.
Try to stretch that lineup. That would be a big thing if he could slide up there in that two spot and kind of stretch things out. Yep. and have that lineup better.
Yeah. Well, you do that, and you've got Altuve, Pena, Yordan Alvarez, Christian Walker, Diaz. I mean, you're getting back into five or six deep. That's pretty damn strong. You know what I mean? So I think
the place where he would see the best pitches.
Yeah.
If he's between, yeah, I would think Altuve and Alvarez.
And plus, you put a guy at the top of the lineup that's got, you know, elite speed from a standpoint of being able to steal bases, from being able to, I mean, a walk, he can be in scoring position in one pitch kind of deal. I mean, I think Jeremy Pena, and I don't know why, because you've had Bregman and Altuve and Tucker and all these guys, and they're healthy, so there's really not been much of an opportunity when it matters the most, when those guys are all healthy, for him to be in one of those top spots. We've seen him in the leadoff role. We've seen him in the two-hole, kind of randomly, sporadically. So I understand why he hasn't been there. But I think this is a year where the opportunity is going to be there, and he needs to solidify himself. And I don't even know what that means, but the organization damn sure does. He needs to solidify himself in that two-hole spot, and I think it just changes the game for the Astros.
Yeah, someone texted in Chaz McCormick and Pena. Someone texted in one of mine. Someone texted in Spencer Arrighetti. Spencer Arrighetti is one of mine,
okay,
as well, because right now, Like you're looking at this rotation. They've got some arms. I don't know how healthy some of them are or how healthy they're going to be. You feel pretty good about those two up at the top.
Mm-hmm. Hunter Brown.
Right. We got to put a max somewhere. Like, I mean, Ronel Blanco's got to be at the backs right here. Like, you can't look at Ronel Blanco to me and think, oh, I think Ronel Blanco's got another step to take from last year. No, I think that's max. Spencer Arrighetti, to me, clearly is one that has another step to take, and they may need him. I mean, who is the fifth starter?
Ronel, maybe?
I think he's the fourth starter.
Because you have Framber.
Hunter Brown, Blanco, Arrighetti.
Right.
And then it's...
Well, you get into Christian Javier, you get into Luis Garcia, you get into Jose Urquidy, you get into Lance. I mean, you got... The thing is, again, like to your point, they've all either been banged up or are banged up, and so it's
Eiffel Tower's in there, France.
Yeah, JP France is in there. So I mean, you've got a lot of options. I mean, look, you're five through eight. If they're healthy, is really really
that's
solid.
That's the thing. Who's the fifth?
Yeah,
and who's healthy? Like that's the.
The guy they traded for, Hayden Wisniewski. That's probably going to be the fifth starter.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, he got to be in the mix, right?
I guess in the mix. Hopefully. But again, as we're saying those names, that's why Spencer Arrighetti is a big one to me. He may be your third starter. Maybe Blanco is, but he's the one where you look up and you can say, I can see a jump.
Yeah. I'm going to give you one that may be able, Ron, maybe the biggest one of them all. I know that there's the biggest opportunity. Jake Myers. He's just slightly above Force Whitley for you, I can tell.
I screwed it up.
I'm not even talking about jumping into being a guy that hits in the top five. I'm talking about a guy that can be a solid six hole hitter. I'm talking about a guy that can swing the bat well enough, consistently enough at the plate that we don't talk about Dubon should be playing in front of him and legitimately have that conversation. Like just start trending in the right direction as the prospect they thought you were going to be. And I'm telling you, that changes the thought about the outfield. That's for damn sure. You don't think Jake has no chance.
We're entering hope territory. You said for me personally above Forrest. That's not fair. Jake's gonna be in the major leagues. Now I don't know how many other teams would have him where he is as a starting center fielder in November, but he is going to major leagues. Forrest is a Sugarland player. But I just that one like Pena is very realistic.
I didn't say it was realistic.
Spencer to me is realistic.
True, I agree.
Jake, man. Jake can run into a few and get them over the wall. I just don't like to me there's I hope he hadn't reached his max for his sake. But I like that one's just that one is a pleasant surprise. I mean, a pleasant surprise. That one, Chaz, we know can take a step up.
Yeah, I agree.
What he did last year. I've seen that. Jake's pretty much walked out and done what Jake has done every year.
I feel like we know what he is.
Yes. He feels like Max.
Your dead boxer dog?
Rest in peace. But he feels like he's maxed out.
Yeah, he's maxed out. I thought you were talking about your old buddy that...
Now you've opened the floodgates with this. Now people's talking about John Singleton. If there ain't nobody on this team who ain't maxed out more than John Singleton...
John ain't gonna get to run, man. You thought John's run was limited last year when Diaz was rotating at first base. Hell, you got Christian Walker over now. Big John, they may be able to move him.
Yeah, you're right. How's he get on the field?
Yeah, I mean, how's he even get out there?
Yeah, I'm with you. Big John, he's maxed out. All right,
I'm a Big John fan. I think his days are numbered.
I would absolutely agree with that as well.